Everybody's going to be hearing my nasally voice and my sore throat. Yay!
Well, I can't help you there, dude.
Right.
Hi, we are
Peter,
Jenny,
and Jamie
from Strange Fruit.
And you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
And welcome to another Comic Popcorn Movies brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard along with
Jonathan. We're the only ones here today.
Yes, we're holding down a fort. Everybody else is out and about. But we're going to be looking at RoboCop today, and not just the recent one, but also the classic 1987 RoboCop. And Jonathan's going to decide what order he wants to give it in, and then we're going to discuss and compare both movies. So, Jonathan, give us the deets.
Well, first, I wanted to say I thought it would be a lot of fun to actually compare these movies because there's a lot of differences between them. And I think that the biggest difference is the first movie was rated R.
Definitely.
And the second movie was rated PG-13. The first movie, the estimated budget was about $13 million, and the gross was $53
million. Yep, and back then that was not too bad.
And for the more recent one, which was in 2014, the budget was $100 million, and that's just $100 million. That's just an estimate. Opening weekend was $25 million. For some reason, I don't have an opening weekend on
Probably because it was so on the older ago. One.
Right. So,
lost records.
the gross was about $58 million. So
about compare. Well,
really, it's about five.
The original
$5 million, a little bit more. It was about five million more dollars, more than the original. So,
but when you compare the cost, $13 million to $100 million,
right?
The first one probably surpassed the remake. And that's a little hard for remakes to surpass originals.
Yeah, and
some do. They don't.
The $100 million is just the budget, yeah. I believe, on how much they spent on the money.
Yep.
The $13 million, that was a budget that they spent, but you can tell the differences between the budget prices right away.
And you could tell. Well, again, it's what? How many years? 30 years?
The first movie 87? Aired in 87.
So, 07. It's not I wasn't even born. And I was just graduating high school, I think.
Let's see, 87?
No.
88. I was born in 88. I'm 26 now. So this movie is about 25 years old. The first movie is about 25 years old.
And when you were watching them,
you could tell the difference. Like, I hate to say it, I love the first one, but some of the lines were so corny in it.
Well, that's part of the movie going back.
Right.
That's the action not the action thrillers, but the action movie tropes that they had back in the 80s, early 90s. Because you had all the, not Clint Eastwood, he wasn't there. just went blank. Chuck Norris, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Steven Seagal, all those guys churning out these action films. So RoboCop, in a sense, was kind of a sci-fi action.
Right.
They just put a different twist on it.
I really liked it. The director was Paul Verhoeven, even. I don't know. Paul something. Sorry, Paul. The writers were... Good Lord, where did he get these names? one of the writers was Edward Neuermeyer and Michael Miner. And then the stars were Peter Weller, Nancy Allen, Dane... I'm not even going to try that one.
Well, the main one was Peter Weller. He was right. A cop.
And I thought he did an extremely, extremely well job as Officer Murphy.
Now, if you think this will blow your mind if you didn't recognize him, the lead villain of the gang in the original RoboCop in 87, did you recognize the TV series that he's from?
I did not.
He was the dad in the 70s show.
The 70s show?
I believe so.
What?
I'd have to double check, but I believe he was.
Okay. Wow. Another thing that I was really surprised with the remake of the movie was in the first movie, his partner was a female.
True. She was.
And the second movie...
Did he actually have a partner in the second movie?
He did. And did he was male. Yes. And he was Lewis, too.
But was it... I know he had the partner before him, but did he really have the partner after?
Hold on. What's going on here? Because it's showing... I think we got I think we got mixed up here. Because in the first movie, Clara Murphy was... his partner. In the second movie, Murphy was his partner, but he was male. So, wait, Clara Murphy is his wife. Never mind. Scratch that. okay. I'm trying to think of his partner's name. Okay, here we go. Lewis. His partner's name was Lewis. So, in the first movie, his partner was Ann Lewis. And the remake of the movie, his partner was Jack Lewis. So, there's a huge difference right there.
But it's not that unusual to change out the casting.
Right.
With those type of deals, because they're pretty much interchangeable.
Right.
I mean, a partner's a partner, whether female. Probably, I think we started discussing about the different in ratings. There's not any nudity, I think, in either one of the movies, unless there's some in the first one. But the main thing was the violence.
Was the violence in the first movie, yes. And that's what made the first movie rated R. The second, or the remake, was rated PG-13. And there was not as much violence in that movie. And I think that's why I didn't... You know, I watched it, I enjoyed it, but I was just kind of like, this is RoboCop? Where's the violence? So, another huge difference is in the original movie.
The way he became, or got killed? Is that where you're going? No?
Well, go for the way that he got killed was, we'll get into that a little bit later.
Different, but go ahead.
Yeah, in the original movie... He didn't know who he was until Murphy kind of directed him into who he was. Not Murphy. Lewis. Yeah. Lewis. Sorry.
Murphy's the cop.
Right. So anyway, Lewis notices some of the tricks that he does. He's like, and she's like, oh, this is Murphy. And she stops him and she's going, Murphy, do you remember who I am? I'm Lewis. Anyway, in a remake, he knows right away what's going on. He knows who he is, and he knows what's going on. And I'm like, why did they do that?
I think, I don't know about, it's been a while since I've seen the first one.
Well, come on, and you're not that old yet.
I think it relates back to how he was killed. And right. How he was killed in the second one. Because in the first one,
he shoots up.
He got shot up. Blowing all to pieces. And he's actually shot in the head, if I remember right.
Right.
Where in the remake, it's a car explosion.
Yeah, it's a car bomb.
And it's primarily his body, not necessarily his head.
His head.
So in a sense, I can see why they kind of changed that where he could recover faster because he didn't suffer the brain damage like in the original.
Right.
So but that's a little tweak that they did, but yeah.
I kind of liked where he didn't know what was going on until later because I thought it was like, oh, it's too soon for him to know what's going on. Why does he have his emotions?
True. And the original was a little bit more clunky.
Right.
In the filmmaking, you could tell that as well. And this new one was definitely more sleeker.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot more. You can tell that was a lot more production and a lot more work going into the second movie.
And I don't know if that sleekness is why they translated it into the storytelling, making him recover faster, like you mentioned. That might have been part of the decision making. I don't know.
Right.
Maybe they thought the first one was a little bit too slow, so they wanted to make it a little bit faster in the remake.
You know, what would have been really interesting is if they would have had a monster man like they had in the first movie. Towards the end of the movie, one of the gangs gets into this like little acid bath. Like all this acid comes over here and he starts bubbling up.
Okay.
And you know, he's trying to get help because he's turning into this thing. And you hear, help me. You know, his voice is all gurgly and that's creepy and it's cool. And then one of the other gang members is like, okay, I'll help you. Freak.
Definitely more violent. They didn't shy away from the blood in the first one.
No, they did not.
To go back to that one guy, I told you that was the 70s show dad.
Right.
His name's actually Kurtwood Smith, I believe. I looked him up, and it is him. I'll show you his picture.
Okay. The main reason why I was saying wow.
There he is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This guy was definitely creepy as.
I'll get up.
Well, that wasn't the word I was going to use, but
I figured that.
I just realized right now, Paul Verhoeven directed both movies.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So he intentionally made some changes then.
It looks like it.
And whether there's going to be a sequel, I don't know if the current one could maintain a sequel.
Altogether, there was three movies. There was the original. And then I believe there was RoboCop 2.
And a third one.
And then they had the remake of the RoboCop. Yep. I have not seen 2 or 3. I want to see them.
It's been a while. They're even more cheesier than the first one.
Are they?
they're definitely your, like I said, the action trope type movies back then. And they made money. I mean, $13 million to 50 some odd million.
Right, right.
So they got to do a sequel. And the sequel wasn't too bad, the second one. Third one, you know,
well,
it was going too many times to the well.
The way that they ended the first one, I could see where they would bring in RoboCop 2. Yep. Because the way that they ended the first one, I'm just like, no, they cannot. They cannot do that.
And with the remake, I think they pretty much tied it up in a bow.
Right.
So that this could be the end, and if they you can always do more adventures with a cop.
Okay. Maybe this can be edited out later, but I kind of want to mention this. And the first movie...
Do we need to say spoilers?
Okay. This is going to be a spoiler.
It's been out for a while.
And the first movie, his partner dies.
Mm-hmm. And I don't... Yeah, I believe so.
And the remake, Lewis doesn't die.
I believe
so. I can see where they would be making a remake, or in the first one where they would make a sequel, because what I would kind of like to see, and this is just my own opinion, what I kind of like to see is a male RoboCop and a female RoboCop.
I don't think you don't get that.
Dang.
Sorry. I wanted to say it wasn't. I'd have to go back and look it up for sure, but I don't think that occurred.
It would have been nice if it did.
They'd be clanging.
Okay, so
being a rated R movie, they'd be clanging and nothing
right.
would get done.
So let's kind of go into the plots on.
There's plots.
Yeah.
Sure. Go for it.
Let's kind of so in the first movie, a company has developed a huge crime fighting robot. Naturally, RoboCop. No, it wasn't RoboCop. Okay. Never mind. It was a different robot that they created, and it went out of control.
Mm-hmm.
So then they're like, okay, well, we need to find somebody who we can put in a robo suit. So a cop named Alex Murphy, naturally, is killed by a street gang. We discussed this earlier. He got shot up. And
and you know why it's Murphy, don't you?
Because he was the one who
why went, he's named Murphy?
No, I don't. Actually,
Murphy's Law.
Oh, right. Okay.
You're always going to get screwed somehow.
Sorry, I've been battling like a cold. I have a sore throat. I don't know if you noticed that.
I don't know if that's a fact or not, but it fits so good.
Right. So the main reason why he's chosen is because he's so brave. He's got cojones.
And he's dead.
I don't... If you don't understand the term cojones, I'm not going to explain it to you. I'll let you guys figure that one out.
Just nice and brave.
Right.
And part of it was because they chose him because a lot of his brain was missing too, because they didn't want the emotional parts in there.
But
they wanted a little bit of a consciousness.
Here's the thing. He did not have...
He was more an android.
I'm guessing he didn't have that much brain damage because he was still having nightmares from when he was getting shot up. So from there is when he started regaining consciousness and going, what the hell is going on?
Ghost in the machine.
Right.
Type of
syndrome. And then...
Which is kind of the concept. You can try to make a person into a robot, but they're still going to be an essence of themselves.
Right. And then Lewis noticed something was going on with RoboCop, and then she noticed his whole gun trick.
Yep.
And she's like, Murphy? And I'm just like...
That was the catalyst to get that part of the story rolling.
Right.
Rediscovering himself.
I'm just like, naturally, it's Murphy. Why are you acting so surprised?
He's supposed to be dead.
So...
And they did not show his face to the other officers.
No, he only showed his face to Lewis, and then he showed his face to the street gang who killed him. And the street gang was like, what the F is going on here? We killed you.
True.
And then they're like, I guess we're just going to have to kill you again. And then...
Now, we'll have to... That's one of the... I'll go ahead and go to the second one, then I'll mention the changes that I saw. Go ahead. I think you might cover it too.
Okay. Well, here in a minute, I do want to talk about the armor that they have on him. And was that what you were going to get?
No.
Okay.
The differences of enemies, basically.
Oh, but right. And I was getting ready to say that. There wasn't too much of a difference of an enemy. Well,
the catalyst. There was the gang in the first one. And,
then the cops in the second one.
Or the
dirty cops in the second one.
The military ass.
Right.
Because they brought...
Because
I liked that part of the remake. I'll have to admit that. Because the robots were initiated in combat situations. And they were controlled by army officers or marine officers. And they brought that handler back in to control him. And he became the main enemy instead of the street gang leader.
Right.
And I kind of like that angle a little bit better than from the first one.
And see, in the first one, Boddicker, he took control of the gang, and he was one who was like, I don't like RoboCop. We're going to have to get rid of him. So, in the second one, I believe Boddicker returns, but he's a different character. No, I'm never mind. Sure. The villain, it's pretty much the same thing.
Well, the main villain is, yeah.
Yeah. It's, yes, the main villain, so both the main villain in both movies is Boddicker, because he takes over the biker gang that kills Murphy, and then he's the one who has enforced his dirty cops to kill Murphy, because Murphy is slowly closing in on their operation, and Boddicker, he's realizing Boddicker is the one who's behind everything. So,
is that the CEO?
Yes.
Okay. CEO of the companies.
Right. And the remake, Boddicker was made by.
Don't trust powerful CEOs.
Right. Boddicker, in the remake, Boddicker was made by or played by. No, this was not the remake.
Michael Keaton, I think, played the CEO in the remake. Batman.
I've got these all.
You got them mixed up now?
Mixed up.
Well, I know the CEO in the remake was Michael Keaton, and he did a decent job.
He was not Boddicker. His name was Raymond Sellers.
Okay.
Completely off topic. But have you ever seen Alex Rider, Stormbreaker?
Wow. A while back, but yes.
Raymond Sellers was a villain in that movie as well.
It's been too many years ago.
Well, I mean, the name Raymond Sellers was a villain. But the main CEO and the villain in the remake was Raymond Sellers.
Okay.
And in the old movie, it was Kurtwood Smith, which I don't know.
He wasn't the CEO, though. He was just the gang leader. Because the CEO was the gray-haired guy. He was an older gentleman.
I'm not sure who that was. I'm not sure what that name was then. Because now that I'm thinking of it, Boddicker was the gang leader. Okay, so
Dan O'Hurley was the actor's name.
Who did he play? It just says the old man. It doesn't have a name.
Yeah, you're right. Just the old man.
That's weird. So I guess the main villain in the first movie did not have a name.
Oh, man, that's been too long ago. One of the other things I really liked, a change that I did like, was first movie they did newscasts, and they kind of opened up some of the scenes with reporters reporting.
Right.
And I liked that, and it reflects today's time.
Right.
But in this is near future stuff, but they are taking what's happening now and putting it in near future instead of what happened then, because it was still newscast back then, so they just projected it'd be a newscast.
Well,
with the remake, it's an opinion-based
thing.
Deal, kind of like, you know, on Fox or CNN or MSNBC, and it's opinion-based show.
In a way...
What's his name?
Oh,
Samuel Jackson.
Yes.
Samuel. Oh, my God. I love him and everything he does, and he stole this part, too. I mean, Samuel L. Jackson.
Great. I will tell you, he is not one of my favorite actors.
Oh, he's one of mine. I don't know why, but he just, like, but I like him.
I like the way that he portrayed this, but in a way, it wasn't kind of like one of those spit out news fact type deals. It was more, he was trying to make a joke out of it. He was trying to make a comedy act out of it. And I think that's what made it more exciting for the viewers. But in a way, it was also like, they're trying to make this into a joke.
True.
So when you open the movie like that, it's just kind of like, okay, I can see in the middle of the movie where they first introduce him. But when they open a movie like that, it's just kind of like, are they trying to make this a joke? What's going on?
It's just the way he portrayed it.
Right.
He was an over-the-top commentator. You know, it was a nod to some of our over-the-top commentators that some of the new channels have that I won't name. But I think everybody knows. Everybody can see who they are. I mean, they're pretty much on every evening.
Fox knows.
It's almost every channel. MSNBC has their own. CNN has their own. They're all... It's not news anymore. It's commentary.
Right. And see, we were talking about that in my reporting class. A lot of the time, it's not journalism anymore. It's more commentary. Yeah. But
so I liked that little change, too, because it did reflect today's day and
right,
time.
Right,
right. So that was a good change, I thought. The armor.
Let's get into that. In the first movie, they had this cool grayish-blue armor with... I'm going to have to look at my case. Let's see.
There you go.
Okay. They had the black visor, and it's bluish-gray. I like it. I think it's cool. The remake of it, I like it. I think it's cool. However, I don't think it should have been black. I think it should have been the blue-gray with the red visor. I really liked the red visor. I thought that was pretty cool.
But they did make a nod to the old one to begin with, you said.
They did. In the beginning, when they first started out the movie, it was a blue-gray armor. And then they painted it black. So, I mean, if they would have just left it, the blue-gray armor with the red visor...
They went to Project Runway and they said, change it.
If you do not change it, you're out. Yeah, I see the fay, or however she says it, I see the fay.
I'll have to admit, I like the silver armor a lot better than the black. I understand the concept of having that if he's going to be out at night.
Right.
And he's a tactical person. But if he's a police officer, he's supposed to be able to stand out.
I will say, the motorcycle is kick-ass.
Yeah.
I love the motorcycle.
True.
And
that was a nice addition.
In the original movie, it was just a regular old cop car. I was just like, that's so boring.
At least they didn't put a light on top of his head. Right. Flash.
Right. And they did make fun of that one time in Robot Chicken.
Okay.
They've made a robot cop thing, or RoboCop thing, right. Or Robot Chicken. And they've had the light on top of his head. And I'm just like...
Must have missed that one. I missed a few of those.
Poor RoboCop.
And the armor, of course, this is technology advancing.
Right.
It's more clunkier in the older one.
It is a lot more clunkier. In the second one, he's got, like, the army Kevlar. He's got heavy Kevlar. And... it's a lot heavier suit than the older edition. I don't think I ever said who Alex Murphy was in the remake, did I?
No, we just did the first one.
Joel Kinnaman.
He was who played him?
Okay. Yes, he was the one who played...
And these are roles where you had to be comfortable with not necessarily showing your face.
Right. Right.
And being comfortable enough of having
both actors were really good actors. Oh. I mean, and they were really good looking. And so for them to be able to cover it. But here's the thing. In the remake, he didn't cover his face
near as much
as they did in the first movie.
Yeah, true. I agree with you on that one. He took his, and it made it I think in the original, the visor was almost attached.
Yeah, well,
where in the remake, he could pull it off. Wasn't it almost like a helmet type deal where he could pull it off?
Right, he had to get. I remember him asking Lewis, "Do you have his screw gun or something?" So, and she went and found him a screwdriver.
Right, in the original,
and he had to undo it and pull it off.
But in the remake,
it was just kind of like he had like hydraulic lifts or something, because it just boop.
That's what I was thinking.
Boop.
And that's so, another. That's probably a reason. Well, that's the director's choice there again.
Right. So he definitely showed his face a lot more in the remake than what he did in the original.
Anything else we want to cover? I think we've hit most all the different changes without giving away the endings of stuff.
We did not.
Okay, what else you got now?
In the original movie, when he went back home, his wife and kid were gone. And the second movie, his wife and kid remained throughout the whole movie.
True. Okay, I forgot about that little piece. But yeah, you're right.
and Abby Cornish, I don't even know who she is, played his wife, Clara. And then John Paul Rotten played his son, David.
That's in the remake?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, and I forgot about that little bit of change. Yeah, that's true.
To be honest with you, I liked both of them. But if I were to rewatch one of them, it would probably be the original.
I liked both of them for different reasons.
And I liked both of them for different reasons.
Either, I mean, too. If you want a good bloody action-adventure show,
it would have been the first
the
one.
80s.
Yeah. But
for a sleek, militarized action show, the second one I liked better because...
It doesn't have so much action in it, but it's more sleek. It's more well done.
So in that regards, I can appreciate both. But
right.
This is one. And the sequels, yeah, you definitely can watch them, Jonathan, but it's one of some of those that, you know, it's you should have just done the one movie and left it alone.
Right.
It would have been better off that way. It's kind of like with the Die Hard series. They should have just left that series alone. The first one, classic action-adventure film.
I've never seen it.
But after that, they kind of watered down little by little.
Right.
RoboCop was just the trope movie to begin with, and it was more of a genre or cult classic, and it pulled in enough of a general crowd because it was near future.
Right.
And they could understand, you know, it wasn't pure sci-fi, so they can get into it more. So in that regards, RoboCop's good for the general audiences. And even the newer one, it pulls the people, the general audience in more than just the sci-fi crowd.
There was one other thing that I wanted to mention. I wanted to mention to corrupt businessman who actually was the one who pulled RoboCop all together. And he was the one who got him out onto the street. Well, the old man didn't like that too much. And the old man was actually his boss.
True.
So he was kind of going over, and he was trying to take over his boss's position. So the old man didn't like that too much. So the old man actually, this is where the old man hires Boddicker.
Okay.
And takes over Boddicker's gang. Boddicker actually takes out that businessman and kills him.
Don't remember that part, but I'll have to trust you. It's been too many years ago.
And that didn't happen in the remake.
Okay.
I think it would have been pretty cool if it did, but it didn't.
But the strangest thing was you had the same director. That was
right. That was different. That was just kind of, I'm just like, wait a minute here. Are you sure? What?
So that's different. But okay.
Well, because he would be, how old would he be now?
Well, probably 60s. If that, maybe late 50s to 60s, if I was guessing. Because he was probably young back then when he did RoboCop.
So, I mean...
Because they're looking at redoing the Stargate movies. And they're looking at keeping the same producers from the original Stargate movie.
So here's something that... And I just realized this right now. It's pretty cool.
What's that?
No, it's not cool. They don't have that right.
No.
No, they don't. Because... So on the new one, they had the director being Paul Verhoeven.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the stars are Peter Weller, Nancy Allen, and Dan O'Hurley.
I think you got your pages mixed.
No, I don't. I don't. Because take a look at that. Look at who the actors are there.
Oh, that's because they're talking about from the page before. It shows what it's a remake of.
Oh, okay.
And who they are.
Oh.
So let's see.
My bad. So it might not even be the same director.
Nope, it's not. The director for the new one was Jose Padilla.
Okay. I'm so sorry, Jose. I made a mistake. I am so sorry. And it's Jose Padilla. And then the writers were Joshua Cedermeyer. Oh, surprise, surprise.
Phonics.
Edward Neomeyer was another writer.
That's
So I'm not, you know, the
correction.
One of the original writers helped write this one.
Okay.
So, I'm so sorry. I got some facts wrong.
That's what happens. We change on the fly. we corrected ourselves. So we caught it. So nobody call in and gripe at us. We got right.
And I know I'm the one who's originally supposed to be doing the movies. So it's just, it's like, I think my face is like beet red right now. So I apologize.
Don't do research before they come here, people. You see what I feel like.
No,
I read all of mine and do my book reports well in advance, and they show up. So where's my printout?
I get my research when I get here. I just watch the movies and talk about it. Okay, okay. I'm sorry.
We're just regular Joes, or Jonathan and Richard in this case,
right? But when I'm doing my journalism writing, I'm a little bit more thorough, so maybe I should try acting like this is my journalism act. Keep writing to be a little bit more thorough next time I come in. For these two movies,
put them in your personal collection.
If you're sci-fi, bigger libraries to smaller libraries, I think could add this to their collection if they wanted to.
And if they get scratched or something.
Yeah, something happens.
They can choose if they want to replace them.
They can choose. But
they can get it elsewhere if need be.
I think since we're in a newer generation, I think the remake would be my suggestion on getting first. And then if
you have a movie buff that wants to watch it.
Right. If they get curious about the older version, they can always enter...
library loan.
Enter library loan. So... personal collection, bigger to smaller libraries. If
first one's definitely not for kids.
Right, the first one is most definitely not. And I say this, the remake is not really for kids either.
No, it's more
because there's just a little bit of graphics there that would scare kids.
Not kill, scare.
No, not kill, scare.
Sound like you were getting ready to say kill there for a moment. No. Well, PG-13s, they're known for pushing the envelope
as far as
they can.
There's a couple of scenes where I don't think that the kids would enjoy it too much. And I'm not going to get into it because those scenes are kind of graphic.
Follow the rating.
So,
and if your kids are young, I'd say 16 and up would be able to handle both movies. Because in today's world, the original is a little bit more bloodier than a PG-13. But in today's world, with all the horror movies that are PG-13,
which are kind of lame, but that's just my opinion.
Some of these kids are growing up so fast, but you know it's a rated R for a reason. It's pretty bloody.
Well, and here's my thing. I went to go see American Sniper, which is rated R. My cousin was there. His whole posse of kids were there. And I'm just like, these kids are 7, 8, you know, maybe younger, 3, 4, and you're bringing them in to watch a rated R movie? And this movie had so much profanity.
True.
There was hardly any nudity. There was violence, and there was a lot of profanity. But why would you? It just bugged me.
True, and some people will, and it's, you know, that's one of those deals of parental discretion.
Right.
Where to me, this one, watch your, you know, the ratings are there for a reason.
If you think that your kid is old enough to watch the movie, at least sit down and watch it with them.
True. And if they have questions, be there to answer.
Right.
True. I think, is that going to about wrap it up for this go-around?
I think so.
Well, this one was a comparison and contrast, so
it's going to be a little bit longer.
Longer. All
right.
Some of the other ones, when we're going to be talking about some of the series and stuff, we'll have to decide how we want to tackle those, if we want to do individual movies or what.
One of the series that I kind of wanted to tackle, I'm not going to diverge that just yet, because not everybody has seen it. Okay. And because it's a BBC series, not everybody has seen it.
Okay. Well, you can talk off mic, see what that's going to be.
Right. Well, you already know what it is.
So
it's no secret to me and you, but we'll keep it hush-hush.
For the momento.
A cliffhanger for you guys.
There you go. But we're going to let you guys go. We've been having fun here discussing RoboCop. Hope you guys been enjoying the show, being the comparisons and everything. We've been having fun. Hope you've been having fun out there. Everybody have a good one out there.
Laters.
Bye. Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.